Awesome. Today, pray with us for San Bernardino City, one of the most sinful cities in the United States. It ranks as 16, ranks as 15 in the category of anger and hatred. Its crime grade is F. Its overall violent crime is F. The property crime is D plus, and other crime is F due to the high gang activity and drug crimes being at 41%. Father, we come before you and ask that you do a work in San Bernardino City that only you can do. We lift up those that are trying to work at identifying the reasons for the high crime rate and the dangers that exist there. We thank you, Father, that the anger and hatred, we come against the violent crimes, the sex offenders. We pray, God, that the aggravated assault offenses known to law enforcement, we ask, God, that you would help these people learn how to manage their anger. If it's based on childhood traumas, we pray, God, that you would come in and heal them. We pray for people to be bold to go there and preach the gospel. We pray for the churches there, God, to have the courage to go into the gangs. And we pray for Sauls to turn into Pauls, Sauls of gangs to become Pauls, that their lives would be transformed so much by the gospel and the deliverance by the Holy Spirit that they would go out and share their faith, not having any fear because they didn't have any fear in the gangs. We pray, God, that you would grant this city who has this project for fatherhood, that it would be extremely successful. We come against the spirit of murder and violence and all the evil forces that are trying to keep this place in strongholds. We break them, Father. We pray, God, and loose, God, the love of Jesus into this area, the love of God into these people, that they would understand if they've been abandoned by their dads or if they've been abused by their fathers, God, that you would bring healing to that and help them to see that you are the ultimate father despite everything that they have experienced. We come against the bullying, the hate crime, the hate groups, the deaths due to firearms. We're thankful, God, that homicide has gone down slightly in the last year. We thank you that despite the terrorist attack and the mass shooting that was done in San Bernardino City, that people have rallied together and are looking for ways to keep that from happening again. And we do pray. We pray a hedge of protection around the city. We thank you for Operation Consequences that's been targeting these particular types of issues. And we pray for those that are involved with the task forces that they would see things that no man normally would be able to see. They would find stuff that people wouldn't even know existed, that they would get tips even from you, Father God, of where these people are. And not only would they be able to put them behind bars, we pray, God, that they would be able to reform them. We pray for the prisons, specifically the Central Valley Juvenile Detention and Assessment Center, the San Bernardino City Jail, and the Central Detention Center. We ask God that you would bring revival into these places. We pray for all the staff there to come to know Jesus and they would share their faith boldly, that those who are doing things wrong would be exposed and removed. We ask God that there would be transformation of lives in these places, that more and more would provide the prisoners good education, ways to overcome the things that they've been doing, a way to make money the right way, a way to get healed from the past hurts, a way to find family, not in mafias and not in cartels and not in gangs. Help them to see that there is a forever family and that's the family they need to be part of. We ask God for deliverance from those that are in the sex crimes. We pray, God, against human trafficking. We pray they would be caught and found, and that people would be shocked at the changes that happen in this city because we came together united in prayer. We repent, God, on behalf of the drug crimes that people are bringing that in. We pray, God, instead of complaining about this city and about how bad it is, we pray, God, that even if we come near it or hear about it, that we would lift it up before you, God, and ask in repentance for all the anger that these people have had. We pray that they would forsake wrath because it only leads to evil. Help them not to be angry so that they won't and not sin, to not let the sun go down on their anger and give no opportunity to the devil. We pray, God, that the anger of man will not produce the unrighteousness but it would produce the righteousness. Their anger would be in the right location. We also ask, God, that they would put away all anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from their mouths. We pray, God, that you would cleanse their hearts so out of the abundance of their heart, their mouth will speak good and not evil. We pray that the Holy Spirit will come and transform them and it will reform this city. We thank you, God, that we come against and repent of being quick-tempered, even in our own lives. We ask, God, that people wouldn't have offenses towards other and then begin to create this rivalry between gangs, this offense between each other. We pray that would be gone in Jesus' name and they would get along. We also pray that gangs would be divided so that they will not be united in their activities. We ask, God, that there would be no quarreling only among the gang members in the cartel, that they would not have any fruitfulness, if you will, in what they're doing. You say in Psalm 4 to be angry and don't sin and to ponder in your hearts on your beds and be silent. We pray you would silence the voices of those that are participating in these crimes and promoting drugs coming in. We pray that would be stopped, that they wouldn't be able to bring the fentanyl and all the other drugs, nor lace it to anything else. We thank you, God, that your word says in 1 John 3:15, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. We ask, God, that you would heal those places and help them to see that hatred is wrong and it just causes them to do sinful things. So we ask, God, that your love would penetrate the hearts and minds of the criminals. We pray that you would do the same to the staff, to the law enforcement, to the judges, to the political, to all those involved in helping to stop this crime. We pray, God, for success anointing over all the Christian groups that are trying to help this area, including the Mom and Dad Project that offers classes by court order included and also volunteers from parents and takes them through a course to help them become better parents, and we come together with their families, and it's a beautiful thing. We pray for more and more things like that to happen. And God, we claim Jesus is Lord of San Bernardino City. Amen.